985 The Sports Hub. You know now that Dennis Rodman is completely mentally unstable and that he has been friends with President Kim Jong-un for many, many years. He's over there and wherever the hell they met. And he's talking to Cuomo there on CNN. And he's already gone over. He won't answer if
he speaks English.
If he speaks English, that's too hot button a topic. So here is Dennis Rodman. We continue.
The ruler of North Korea. You know, this man is in all selfies and smiles.
He's a good friend to me. That's what I look at. Have a glass of iced tea. Just talk to each other friendly.
Yeah, just get out on the old porch and have yourself a lemonade. Just old times. I mean, if the world...
just grab a lemonade, kick up your feet, and watch the executions.
Yeah, just watch them threaten the United States with a nuclear bomb. Hey, why not?
Imagine just being completely that out of touch with everything that's going on around
you. Well, maybe this is the only guy that will be his friend.
I think he's like the worst offender on the Amnesty International dictators list in the world. Like, the human rights is the worst human rights violator in the entire world.
Well, Rich, they're
like,
having
a
summit.
He's just a big kid. He's just having a nice tea.
They're having a summit based on North Korea building a nuclear weapon that could reach the United States. I mean, that's about as far as you have to go. Hey, listen. So he, you know, kills a few hundred thousand people. Just have a lemonade with the guy, an iced tea. Maybe he'll have a nice T-shirt the next time on.
Sure. Go see a movie. Go to a car wash. Do a car wash, as that guy said.
Right.
Have a glass of iced tea. Just talk to each other friendly. I don't need to worry about the war stuff and all the stuff that's going on. I don't know anything about that.
Right.
Well, maybe you educate yourself.
Why would you?
Maybe it's kind of important.
There's nothing to see here. How could you be in North Korea and not notice anything was amiss?
Fred, do you remember that? I can't believe we forgot about this. Okay, so part of that whole deal where Dennis Rodman went over there with the guys from Vice is that they were going to put on an exhibition, a basketball exhibition. And remember that he brought along with him the Harlem Globetrotters? And we had two of the Globetrotters in studio?
Would not answer the question.
I asked them about that, and
yes.
Like all of their handlers were like, don't you dare ask another thing about North Korea.
That was the whole interview. We didn't ask them about anything else.
And we were just like, that's all I wanted to know. Because I was like, oh, hell yeah, we'll take the Globetrotters to do. They were in North Korea with Dennis Rodman. That's the most effed up thing ever. And that was the first question we asked. They're like, well, we just want to talk about our charity.
No, we asked a thousand times. That's all we asked about.
Oh, I mean, it backfired so horribly.
You put a basketball in your shirt, you pretend you're pregnant, and it ends all wars. If only Menelark Lemon was still with us, he could go over there and throw confetti.
So it's in here Stalin likes a nice country time lemonade. Take the plunge.
Kim Jong-un's like, you're not dumping water on me, and then it's confetti. He's
you scamp.
I don't need to worry about the war stuff and all the stuff that's going on. I don't know anything about that.
Yeah, we just have to worry about it.
The rest of the planet is worried about it, Dennis, but keep your head buried in the ground.
I think Dennis is pretty comfortable with his mortality.
That's true. He's like, well, hell, I'm fortunate to get this far.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Who would have thought this was going to happen?
That's true.
I defied the odds.
I look like I'm 87 years old. I'm lucky to be here.
That's his sports. So anyway, I want to say one more thing before I leave. Can I say one more thing?
You can say whatever you want. Go ahead.
All right. So, you know, I just say thank you. You know, all the good people that's really stood by me. Darren Prince, you know, Vo.
What?
Darren France and Vo.
And Vo.
Just shout out.
It's Bel Biv DeVoe.
He's in the CNN time with a shout out.
He is. Yeah, that's right.
I just want to thank three
Auburn
members
Hills.
Of New Edition for their time with me.
Big up to Michael Bivins.
You know, he had the guts to be on the toilet during at the playground.
Everyone who knows him is saying, please don't mention me.
Yeah.
Except
the guys at Potcoin who are rubbing their hands together because they're about to get rich.
$4.5 million worth. That's right.
Yeah, good. And like Ravel's as bad as Rodman.
That shirt's worth $4.5 million. Okay, that's the context. I was really wondering how much that was worth in advertising.
God, Ravel, if he makes more than $10 an hour, I'm furious.
You should be.
I'm the business reporter.
You know, Vo, you know, I'm thinking Chuck Daly, I'm thinking Phil Jackson, I'm thinking Jeannie Buss.
You thank Chuck Daly?
Yeah, Chuck Daly's like, thank God I'm dead.
You know, he's like,
yeah, shout out to the dead dude.
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking Chuck Daly. I'm thinking Phil Jackson. I'm thinking Jeannie Buss. I'm thinking, you know, PG Anopolis. I'm thinking Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam. And plus, you know,
Eddie Vedder of Pearl Jam?
Yeah. Yep. Big Kim Jong Un guy.
I mean, what is going on in his
head? Counseled with Eddie Vedder before he flew overseas.
Well, Spin the Black Circle is all about how great North Korea is. There's a lot of hidden messages if you play the record backwards.
Great.
I'm thinking, you know, PG Anopolis. I'm thinking Eddie Vedder, the Pearl Jam. And plus, you know what? I'm thinking these guys at Popcorn that supported me through this whole venture.
I got you. I see. We see the shirt there. Goes. You got a good outfit. You got Trump on the top. You got Popcorn on. Dennis, it is good to see you. I'm glad you are well. Please let us
well. Let's not go crazy.
That might be the most honest thing he said.
Well, Cuomo's face is saying something otherwise.
No, it's
like, just, well, that if like when you see like a car wreck and it smells like poo at the same time.
Yeah, you're not. He's not doing so good.
Dennis, it is good to see you. I'm glad you are well. Please let us know what you find out about this process. It's good to see you, Dennis Rodman, in Singapore. Thank you.
All right, thank you, brother.
All right.
All right, brother.
It is bizarre, to say the least. But here I am next to the director of national intelligence, former director for the government. And Dennis Rodman, also known as the worm for how he played basketball, he is our best resource at this point right now for understanding the minds of the two men, especially Kim Jong-un.
I agree, Chris, and I tell
as
you...
As weird as that is to say. They made a movie about that.
This whole thing.
This is still weird.
This whole thing is unconventional.
Yeah, you don't say. So here's Dennis Rodman at one point who just, like, it gets too much for him. I don't know if it's the medication or what, but the moment just catches up with him.
It's amazing. It's amazing. When I said those damn things, I got so many death threats while I was sitting there protecting everything. And I believed in North Korea. And when I went home, I couldn't even go home.
Stop it for a second.
But I kept my head up.
He obviously knows how to speak Korean. Because that ain't English.
I mean, there is no doubt he knows how to speak Korean.
It's amazing. It's amazing. When I said those damn things... I got so many death threats while I was sitting there protecting everything. And I believed in North Korea. And when I went home, I couldn't even go home. But I kept my head up high, brother. I knew things were going to change. I knew it. I was the only one. I never had no one to hear me. I didn't know what had to see me. But I took those bullets. I took all that. I took everything. Everyone came at me. And I'm still standing. And today is a great day for everybody. Singapore, Tokyo, China, everything. It's a great day.
By the way, that's the interview that Chris Cuomo ended with. I'm glad to see you're well.
Yeah. Well,
my word.
He had to fly overseas to find a friend, Dennis Rodman. That's what this is.
Dennis, you're right. Everything's okay.
Find a friend.
So nothing bad could happen from here on out.
This is from the Vice thing where he first went over there, which I recommend you watch. It's only an hour long, but it's phenomenal, and it's creepy as hell. So Dennis Rodman is over there. This is them walking into the computer lab I was talking about.
Next, they took us to a computer lab where students were using the internet. And your first thought is, okay, this looks like any lab at a university back home. But then it dawns on you that it's completely silent. No one is doing anything. There is no typing, no mouse clicking, nothing. We saw one guy looking at the Google homepage, but he wasn't searching for anything. He was just staring blankly at the screen. The one person we saw there who actually looked like he knew how to use a computer was, of course, the one person they wanted us to meet. Considering North Korea's reputation for complete and total suppression of information, this stop was clearly designed to convince us that they had access to the internet, just like the rest of the world, which we knew wasn't true. And that left us wondering, was anything we were seeing real? It felt like we were walking through a real live Truman Show created just for us. Everywhere we went and everything we saw was constructed to convey the exact opposite of what we know about North Korea.
Yeah, it was odd. Like, they would go into, like, parts of the city, and there would be merchants just sitting there staring at them as if you were in, like, a haunted house, just watching, like, you know, the statue's eyes move. They would just watch them walk by, and almost as if it was done, like a curtain would drop, and everyone, back to your work! Back in the cage! It was terrifying when you watched it.
The weirdest thing for some reason to me is because it's just not in terms of, you know, the fascism and all that's going on there, is that you're allowed to go to these beer bars after work, but you're not allowed to sit down.
No.
They don't want you to be at all comfortable.
No.
You have to stand there.
Here is when Dennis Rodman and Kim Jong-un came walking in to this. It looks like a high. Remember, it's the size of like a high school basketball place. I mean, how many people? Like 2,000 people.
Yeah, probably.
Most. And here's what it sounded like.
And then Peter Gammons popped out. That was our last Gammons interview.
That's Ty Lue with his mouth open.
All right.
Close your mouth.
Well, I'll tell you this. Adam Jones is a lightning rod for controversy because last night not only did Tom Curran call in, but Dan Shaughnessy did as well. They have been bickering.
Mm-hmm. And Fred, you started this. This all started from you. Mm-hmm. Because we had Dan Shaughnessy on, and you were talking about Tommy Curran and his relationship with Alex Guerrero, and you said, he shouldn't be writing about this because he's obviously got inside interest being a client of his.
Yeah, he says in the thing that he goes there and he proselytizes for it, and his kids have gone there. And so, yeah, I don't think that he should be writing
about
this.
I didn't have a problem with the article. What I did have a problem with, and you heard them on that show on Friday night on CSN or NBC Sports Boston, he was like, it seems like the whole world's coming after Alex Guerrero. Everyone wants him to fail. Everyone wants him to go down. And that's when Shaughnessy took your angle, because that's the first time he'd heard about it.
Stole your hot take.
He stole your hot take, but now it is on. The two of them just button heads. And they both called in to defend their honor on Adam Jones' show last night.
Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for psychobabble horse crap.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We are Toucher and Rich, and it is a lowdown, down and dirty media war going on. There is speculation of where Julian Edelman got the illegal substances that he got popped for. And Tom Curran said, correct me if I'm wrong on any of this, but Tom Curran said basically that it's not Guerrero, that there's no way it came from Guerrero.
He said that a source told him that it's not from Guerrero.
Right. Okay. And so also when he put that out there, he said that he went to Guerrero he went to TB12 and he tells everyone that will listen how great it is and his kids have gone there. Mm-hmm. So to which I said, well, if that means to me that your source is Guerrero or someone close to him.
Which I don't have a problem with, because he basically clarifies that it's that. It's the defense of him that makes you immediately go, well, you're impartial. And that was what happened on Friday night.
I don't think you can
be. Sports Tonight.
I just don't. If I'm.
Or Inside Edition.
If, like I said. If I said, to, who cares, we're off soon. The point I made to Phil Perry. I'm like, why don't you put Giardi or Perry on this? Because there's no conflict of interest. There's
sure.
an obvious conflict of interest with Tom Curran. I mean, it's obvious.
Yep.
And so, someone like emailed me and they said, well, you're friends with Bergeron, to which I said, I wish. But we're also not newsbreakers. We're not journalists. We do a 4-hour show that's our best effort to be entertaining. But our job is not, we're not on the beat.
It's been a while since we've done this.
Lodge on Lodge Crime. Lodge Crime.
Is this Rotello? calling.
There we go. Lodge on Lodge Crime. Lodge Crime.
So we had Shaughnessy on yesterday.
Now shovel up your ass.
Have you read that guy's Twitter?
It's worth a look every once in a while.
I don't need
one thing for sure, you're going to stay off that guy's lawn. I'm telling you.
His life is so frightening to me. If I turn out like that, the misery. Oh, what a miserable
imagine
guy.
Seeing enemies everywhere for your entire life.
How about imagining just getting away and just stopping and enjoying your existence?
Yeah. Sure. Enjoy your life a little bit.
I mean, he's got to have money. I'm talking about John Dennis. He's got to have money.
Mm-hmm.
He is just so angry.
Yeah.
Just go, like, be happy. He's old as hell, right? He's in his 70s.
Yep. he was in the New England Patriots and Wii video. I mean, it's all really downhill from there.
Did we get the documentary on that?
I still got to order it.
Okay, so do I start with?
That's a great question. Well, Mike, who called in first? Because here's what happened. Okay, so Curran apparently called in first. So last night, Adam Jones is talking about this, and all the Nighthawks are out listening. All the guys who are writing for the Fish Wrap or maybe for the Internet or at NBC Sports Boston, and they say, you know what? I'm going to clarify things. So Tommy Curran picks up the phone and calls. I believe he called, right? They didn't, like, submit for anything. He just calls in, listen to the show.
What was Adam Jones talking about that Curran wasn't...
He probably was playing the audio of the fight that they had on Friday night. Remember the same one we played?
Yes, yes, yes.
And they were probably discussing that. Like, how can you be partial and blah, 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 blah. So here is Tommy Curran. Tommy Curran picks up the phone, calls Adam Jones last night, and here's how it goes. I'm hearing this for the first time, by the way. I'm looking forward to this.
Oh, boy, so am I.
Okay.
This is going to be an explosion.
Let's go, Curran. Let's go.
As I asked Dan the other night, you know, you would really like to see this guy go down in flames. And basically said, yeah.
Again, you are so impartial.
Yeah, that's where you have to step back. If you're like, you know what, everyone's against this guy. Why do you want to see him go down?
Because
there's evidence.
He's been busted for a bunch of stuff that's not on the level.
No, this is federal. These are federal problems.
Yes.
He's been saddled with. This is not like a local law skirmish.
Right. Wasn't he posing as a doctor or something, and they made him stop doing that?
Go to a school that's no longer in service or his closed shop?
He made a drink called concussion juice or whatever. Whatever it was that's supposed to preemptively... Rich didn't even believe me when I first said it on the air.
No, I thought it was so insane, and then, of course, it was real.
That preemptively stopped concussions. I mean, this guy is... He might very well give the best massages in town, but it's not like his background is lily clean.
As I asked Dan the other night, you know, you would really like to see this guy go down in flames, and basically said, yeah. There does have to be a position or a point at which you can't hammer it to the point where you're saying, well, Guerrero denies it. We don't know where it came from, so we're just going to have to presuppose that it did come from there. And now, as Shaughnessy wrote, Bill Belichick has the hammer on the Guerrero-Brady connection.
Okay, so Edelman sings the praises of Guerrero and the TB12 method. He trains there. He got popped for a supplement or whatever the hell it is. He got popped for a illegal drug or substance. Why is it so ridiculous to infer that that's from Guerrero? Like, that's not ridiculous at all.
No, it's something that you definitely should consider.
Yeah. It's not out of the blue. He trains with him. And half of Guerrero's stuff is nutrition and drink water and you'll never get a sunburn. There's a bunch of stuff going on.
It was NeuroSafe was the name of it. It was marketed as a, quote, seatbelt for the brain because it contained minerals that allegedly promoted speedy recovery from concussion. Unfortunately, the FTC quickly forced them to withdraw it from sale because the ingredients, of course, did no such thing.
Yeah, a seatbelt for your brain.
So my point with Dan was, and it's separate from anybody else, what if Belichick believes Guerrero? What if Belichick subscribes to that? So does the wedge really exist? And I think that there's probably a high likelihood that he does believe Guerrero.
Wait, does the wedge between Guerrero and Belichick exist?
Listen, he is so connected, Tommy Curran. We know that. I don't know what he's talking about here because we know that it's Bill Belichick who kicked Guerrero out of the locker room
and
off the sidelines. So what is...
A great rift between him and Brady.
What is he talking about here? And maybe there's some context I'm missing.
Maybe he's saying that maybe Belichick believes Guerrero.
Dancing, let it roll. Okay, maybe explains it. Okay,
all right. Well, you better, or else I'm going to get on his case like nobody's business.
A high likelihood that he does believe Guerrero.
That's something you understand to be the case, that Bill subscribes to Guerrero and his practices.
Oh my God. Completely. He sends players there. What was becoming devices was...
Right, why kick him? Right, I mean, I'm sure you're going to explain this, but why kick him out if he subscribes to it?
Because he only wants certain players going there under his recommendation. See, Alex is a soft tissue expert, first and foremost. He's a friggin' genius if you have a pull, a tweak, swelling, up to and including ankle sprains, you know. He will get in there and fix them fairly rapidly, but it's, you know, he attacks it in a certain way. And Bill subscribes to that, and Bill will send people up there for that. They also have masseuses and everything else down there. But when it gets to the point where, look, if you do this, you're going to get too tight, and as a result, I would suggest you don't do IE squats, benches, whatever. And he can't have that inside the building. But there are, look, Alex has not been banished. I mean, he's in the cafeteria down there. He just isn't working on players. It's a pseudo-exile. If you go in there, and that's what I'm trying to say to Dan, it's not a place where you go and there's, like, test tubes hanging from every rafter and, you know, everybody's an exquisite athlete. There's high school people. There's elderly people. There's,
you can have an iced tea.
Recreational athletes. So I had a great experience there.
Wow. Derek Guerrero's got something going on there.
He's got the smile.
You get enamored. This is
soft tissue,
Dianetic stuff going on here.
Oh, without a doubt. And we've even joked about that. I mean, how similar the whole CB12 culture is to, you know, what's going on.
He's
with
a freaking genius.
He used the term freaking Jesus. You're freaking Jesus. Could be. But about somebody that he's trying to be or supposed to be objective about when
he's
writing
not.
These stories.
He shouldn't write about
Guerrero. So there shouldn't be any trouble between Belichick and Brady and Kraft. This shouldn't exist now,
Doesn't exist. He's in the cafeteria. What have you been writing about? He shouldn't write about
Wickersham
this.
Was completely wrong, is what this means.
But doesn't that counter some of Curran's writing? I don't know. I don't know why he gets to cover Guerrero. He's obviously mind-melded with the guy. All right, well, Shaughnessy called in a little bit later.
Oh, the Fro takes care of business?
And the Fro just says, not so fast, Tommy Curran.
Okay, and he's just, you just hear the...
Oh, happy Fro Day.
All right, so we will have that. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports Hub.
Scientology is a religion that contains tools and methods to assist you in finding your own answers to life's questions.
The TB12 method is more than a new way to think. It's better living.
Let me ask you this.
Ask yourself.
Who are you?
What if a month from today you felt better doing everything you love to do?
Your body is something that you have. Your body is something you use.
To ensure your body is working for you day and night, use TB12 functional apparel and sleepwear.
So if you're not your body,
ask yourself,
what are you? Your mind? Well, first, what is the mind?
Our brains are our control centers.
Your mind is something you use to figure things out.
Practice plasticity-based brain exercises to keep your brain in optimal condition.
In Scientology, we use the word thetan. At TB12, we use the word supplement. The term thetan is taken from the Greek letter theta, which has long served as a symbol for thought or spirit.
Try to avoid self-inflammation, whether it's in your mind, body, or spirit.
You have a body, you have a mind, you are a thetan.
The answer is in your hands.
Scientology offers tools you can use to increase your abilities and reach your full potential in life.
I practice and live the TB12 method in my job and in my life.
For the subject of Scientology is you.
I wish you the best of luck on your journey as you become the very best version of yourself.
Lodge on Lodge Crime. Lodge Crime.
Is this Rotello? John Dennis calling.
Lodge on Lodge Crime. Lodge Crime.
I'll rip your ears off and I'll shove them up your ass.
98.5 The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich.
It is eerie how much the TB12 thing sounds like Scientology.
Well, it sounds exactly like Scientology. I mean, there's no debating that. All right, so we had Shaughnessy on Friday, and I asked him if he thought Curran should be writing about the stuff with Edelman and that it could never have come from, his sources said it could never come from Guerrero. And then Shaughnessy was like, chum in the water.
Yeah, he was like, oh, I didn't realize he was a client. It does seem like there's a conflict of interest. And then, of course, the Fro went on TV with Tommy Curran. And Tommy Curran kind of started bowing up and saying that it seems like all you guys have a vendetta against Alex Guerrero. And that's when Shaughnessy came right out and was like, well, speaking of that, maybe you shouldn't be covering it. And that's when they went back and forth.
Apparently, Lockhart was telling me it took forever to cut up Curran's stuff because Adam Jones basically was just like, all right, you called in, just tell me what's going on, and it meandered all over the place.
Oh, really?
And so to get to a like a solid 2 minutes, it took him a long time. Like, I don't, he doesn't think Tom Curran was really ready for that kind of.
Okay.
Just go ahead.
Just like, all right, it's on you. You go.
What did he think was going to happen?
Honestly,
he would be
you
asked direct questions.
Show.
I guess he thought he'd be asked direct questions. And Adam Jones was just like,
but
go ahead.
What did you want to say? The same. I mean, you still have to describe what the hell you're talking about.
I like that he called in.
That's fantastic.
That's great. Awesome.
Good for the station. Good for Adam Jones.
Listen, I mean, you know, if you defend yourself. If you think someone's saying something it's not correct about you, I like when people call in and do that. And so after Curran calls in, then
oh, happy Fro Day.
You got to hear from the Fro. You got to hear from Dan Shaughnessy. So Shaughnessy calls in. And if you're Adam Jones, you're like, all right, who's next? So here is Dan Shaughnessy, his side of things, after he heard Tommy Curran speak.
I was just driving home, and I heard Curran on the air. I just was, intrigued by that. And for the record, the story that evidently none of you read was Friday, June 8th, and it was a front-page story. And it just, the inference was that, you know, the headline says Edelman's PED suspension will help Belichick push back on Brady's trainer. And there's no declaration. I don't understand that. I mean, again, Bob Holler spent like half of a year down there. Guerrero would not talk to him. And yes, we use that work. But the notion that you have to go down yourself to find out, I mean, coming from a guy who's on TV for 2 hours a night, talking about the Red Sox, Bruins, and Celtics, and I don't hold that against them. We all do that, but...
And now Shaughnessy just dropped a bomb.
Yeah.
Because Curran's whole thing was, why don't you go down there? And then Shaughnessy, if you don't remember, then Shaughnessy said, well, Holder tried, and he goes, well, you're... instead of shaking trees yourself, you're
pontificating on the Celtics and the Bruins and the Red Sox.
No, but,
and you're
no,
not
but
down
Curran
there.
Said, instead of shaking trees yourself, you're relying on the Globe to do that for you. And then Shaughnessy just says, you know, are you at the Bruins? Mm-hmm. Are you at the Celtics? Are you at the Red Sox? You're on TV.
Oh, happy Fro Day.
You're on the air when all these things are going on.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? Take that. They're being very polite, but you can tell that there's a lot of animosity going on.
Well, the fact that this has gone on for 5 days now is fantastic.
It's all about the fish wrap is just going crazy right now.
Right.
Did Curran ever write for a newspaper?
Yes. I believe he started with the Providence Journal covering the Patriots.
Oh, there you go. Fish wrap versus fish wrap.
Mm-hmm. I think it was a Herald. He was.
What is up with the fish wrap? Wrapping the fish wrap.
Jim Rome chiming in.
Curran versus the Fro.
And I don't hold that against him. We all do that. But let's get real here. What are we talking about? And we're listening to a guy who has a book deal, is a partnership with Julian Edelman, and is a client of Alex Guerrero. I don't think that's where that's where we should be getting our journalistic lessons. That's all.
Yeah, I mean,
dude, these are body slams. These are haymakers.
Well, Shaughnessy's winning.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Shaughnessy is just. I mean, you can, how do you answer to that? You can't answer to that.
Yeah,
you wrote a book with Edelman,
and then beyond
and you're a client
that,
of Alex Guerrero. How can you be impartial?
And not only that, but you've talked about just how. You called Guerrero an effing genius.
Right. Just
I mean, you did.
Earlier. Yeah.
I mean, you called Adam Jones' show and called the guy an effing genius. And again, it's not. Why is it beyond the realm of possibility that Guerrero was responsible for whatever Edelman took? Edelman trains with him.
Mm-hmm.
Edelman has, spoken highly of him. His good buddy over there, Tom Brady, it's his place. I don't get why it's like beyond the realm of possibility. If you train with someone and they give you diet tips and they give you elixirs and things, why is it so crazy that that's where he got it? And why is it so crazy that if Belichick doesn't like Guerrero, that he can go, all right, I don't know what's going on,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want you guys going over there.
I mean, again, we're all doing our job here, but I thought that was just an odd accusation. Bob Ryan wrote a book on Larry Bird while he was covering the Celtics and had to recuse himself for a year and not cover the Celtics during that year. And some said it should have been longer. Whatever. But I'm not going to be lecturing somebody about journalistic integrity given the side deals this guy's got going, give me a break.
Oh!
He won.
They just put, oh, that was the sleeper hold. That was
this is next level.
That was
stuff.
The Randy Orton RKO.
We had the media Lodge on Lodge Crime before. This is next level stuff.
This is hard hitting.
Lodge Crime.
Tell me what's been worse.
I mean, it's gotten to the point where both of them felt they had to call in to defend themselves on the night show.
Can you think of anything as vicious as this?
I mean, number one at night, by the way. I will give Adam Jones credit.
That's fine. Number one at night. He's done great without the call-ins. But think about it. We've had Lodge on Lodge stuff, but, you know.
Ooh, that was just a...
Can anyone think of a clash worse than this?
Oh, sure.
What?
Nah, just between journalistic
ethics? Just between
ethics?
Two guys throwing haymakers like this?
This is a good one. This is a good one.
But Shaughnessy's
the only one who's had a haymaker.
Yeah, because Curran can't defend himself. He's like, trying, it's almost indefensible.
But the point is, they're really wildly swinging. Now, Curran may not thing, be connecting.
But if Curran's saying, well, you go down there, and Shaughnessy says Holler went down there for half a year, and Guerrero wouldn't talk to him, what? So if Shaughnessy shows up, all of a sudden Guerrero's saying, oh, hey, Dan.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mike, go ahead.
Hey, you know, Curran might be in sort of a bad position with his allegiance to Guerrero, but Shaughnessy really has no ground to stand on, considering he supported John Henry Williams, Ted Williams' son, that basically, turned Ted and him into headsicles. He's literally got no ground to stand on. This is a guy who for years profited off of the Red Sox losing while going into the clubhouse and being a human suppository. There were so many times when Dan Shaughnessy would go into the clubhouse and have wars with Pedro Martinez, Roger Clemens, Carl Everett. Like, he literally went in there just to be the biggest Johnson that he could be.
So?
And knowing that he could
why
is that a problem? Well, not favoring anyone.
Because he had a book that profited off the Red Sox.
So, but wait a second. So your point is that Shaughnessy went in there and sabotaged the team.
That is strange.
The players will tell you if someone talks crap about them, they have a lot more respect if that guy goes back into the locker room.
But what is the point there? So he profited off the curse of the Bambino.
Right.
Fine. What does him going into the clubhouse have to do with anything?
Nothing. Nothing.
What, he's putting the mojo on him?
Nothing.
Boy, that was stupid.
Well, the caller's point was Shaughnessy went in there to annoy him.
There's a million reasons that you can hate Dan Shaughnessy. The guy's one of the most hated...
But it
has nothing to do with the actual integrity of reporting on a certain topic.
Wait, why?
And you being tied into with who the topic
what
is.
What the hell is the point of him going into the clubhouse profiting? So he wanted him to lose.
All I know is that people are saying Shaughnessy just swept the leg. Who's winning the Battle of Guerrero Gate? Is it Fro Man or Middle Initial Guy? There's a poll out there. The Fro before hanging up last night, and it's got, what's his name from Breaking Bad, just saying, I won.
No, Shaughnessy won. In this particular instance, Shaughnessy won. I just don't understand that call at all. Here's a guy who profited off the Red Sox losing. Fine. And he would go in there just to start trouble. Good. What does that have to do? He's not defending... some quack doctor.
Wobble, wobble.
Honest to God. How many journalists are there across this great country of ours? You think Manish Mehta would love to have the kind of career Shaughnessy has had? You want to talk about a guy who goes in there and is a troll.
These are my favorite ones. Hey, let's not forget that Shaughnessy covers the Sox while getting paid by them. Well, he's been really nice to the Red Sox.
Wait, what?
He's obviously someone, because of that relationship, has had a glowing relationship with the Red Sox.
The thing that Henry owns the Globe.
Henry owns the Globe. Okay. Well, as you can tell by reading him, boy, he has just covered them in kisses.
And I don't think that he's ever referred to John Henry as a genius and so on and so forth. Let's go to Dom. This is like professional wrestling, baby.
All right, this is good stuff.
Dom, plus we don't have anything planned for the near future. Dom, go ahead.
Hey guys, how you doing?
Hey,
first, I've never called a show ever in my life. I've been listening for many years. In fact, I stopped listening to the other nitwits 5 years before you guys got here because I just couldn't stand them. So thank you for bringing, intelligent sports talk back to the area.
Thank you.
You guys always be respected for that. And just weighing in on the Shaughnessy versus Curran thing. Curran has no credibility here. He's a client of the guy. All his answers to Shaughnessy was, well, why don't you go down there yourself? Well, that's not an answer. Shaughnessy's saying, how can you be objective? And he didn't respond. Curran to me is like, he's like the Brian Windhorst of the New England Patriots. That's basically it. He just has no objectivity. He's in the corner. He's in the bag. Wow. He has no credibility. And by the way, I've seen him on TV. He's not funny. Nothing he's ever said has been even like remotely amusing. That was annoying. Okay. I was waiting in that commercial. I was waiting for the ex-Celtic there.
Oh, Scalabrine.
Calibrate to pound him on the head when he's like looking at his hairpiece. Are you kidding me? Get rid of this guy. He's an idiot.
Well, listen, Tom Curran is a proud client of Dr. Robert Leonard. It might look like a hairpiece, but that's
his hair. I actually like Tommy Curran, but in this case, he's a completely off base. He's as wrong as you can be.
No, what was the thing that he said during the phone call? Did he compare it to something else?
He said that he is a godsend.
Oh, he's Brian Windhorst. Yeah, he's Brian Windhorst to Guerrero. He is. Even more so. He did, because Windhorst doesn't go and get worked on by LeBron.
See, but I think that Curran has been very critical of the Patriots as of late.
Just called,
but in this situation.
I just said with Guerrero, and he just called Guerrero a genius.
Yeah, the Guerrero thing, as I said, I'm with you on that.
A genius. A genius.
All I know is
a genius who gets popped, has been popped for quackery. from time
is that
to time.
The official term?
Shaughnessy just did the whole Bane bat crack. Just took Batman and went, right. Cracked him right over his back.
We have
squish.
That's right. That fro ain't going down easy.
Oh, yeah, Dan.
Hi, my name is Dan Shaughnessy.
And I have one question. One question. Do you know the fro?
Do you know the fro?
Do you know the fro? Morning routine.
The kids ain't gonna learn nothing.
Thanks for making Toucher and Rich part of yours.
That's right, baby.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Okie dokie, let's go. 98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and Dan Shaughnessy and Tom Curran are in a flat-out fish wrap war. Tom Curran says, hey, Dan Shaughnessy, get down to the TB12 place and start shaking some trees. And Shaughnessy said, you wrote a book on Edelman, and you praise Guerrero and have been his client, as have people in your family. So you got no objectivity in this whole situation. Jim, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, guys. How you doing?
Hey.
When you play the Curran's phone call from last night, pretty much all he's saying is that Guerrero is a glorified masseuse, that he's soft tissue genius. But it has nothing else to do with TB12, which is a lifestyle thing. So how can Curran defend this guy in terms of a TB12 philosophy?
That's a good point. I mean, he doesn't even reference so much that goes on at TB12. It's not all about soft tissue.
Well, I mean, the biggest problem I have is him saying, how can you, all you guys want to do is bring down Alex Guerrero. And to that, it's like, no, this is somebody who almost everything he does should be questioned because of his track record and because of the shadiness which revolves around him and because of the tension that he ultimately has caused behind the scenes with the Patriots.
But according to Curran, there's no tension. I mean, according to what he said to Henry Jones.
All right. I guess there's none whatsoever. I guess he wasn't kicked out of the locker. I guess he was not kicked out of the sidelines. I guess he's not allowed on the team anymore.
So everything should be running smoothly down at Foxborough.
Everything that's been reported is completely wrong. So, I guess Tom Brady's not holding out. I guess this is all ridiculous. To say that there's no problem with anything going on. Now, I do believe that Alex Guerrero does have still some access. I mean, there's been pictures, and apparently he's using one of the other locker rooms to help Tom Brady. That I understand. But if you're going to sit here and say that there's no problems whatsoever, despite what literally everyone else is reporting, then that's slanted.
If it's not just wrong, it's slanted. Brady's whole deal now, if we are to believe this, is contract-based and has nothing to do with Guerrero. Brady looked at Drew Brees' new contract and said, I want that. And that's why he isn't at any of these OTAs.
Okay.
Well, that's what is to be assumed if you believe Tommy Curran.
It's what I'm saying.
All right. And there was no problem last year at all with Guerrero.
Of course not.
No. There was no reports of any of that. No, none whatsoever.
Okay.
All is smooth. The good ship Patriot sails on.
Yeah, all right. Is well. All right, something's going on that's a sideshow right now in the world of politics, but it raises a question that I'm fascinated by. We'll discuss that. No commercials here, just the headlines.